I just don't even know how to bring it up to him. I was teasing about kinks and what we're into, but it seems like roleplay isn't quite his thing. At least not the way I want it to be. He just doesn't understand. I want to be his little pup, but if he shows no interest, it's so hard. I just don't want to force the kink. That makes it all so unnatural, and that's not how I want it to play out. Just imagining being his naked little pup to command about. I'm not allowed any clothes at all. Crawling on my hands and knees, and I'm not allowed to talk. It just gets me so excited because he's allowed to tease me and take me at any moment. He'd praise me and pet me, call me his good girl, then his hand would slowly stop petting me on my head and slowly move down my body, teasing my breasts and lower down to my pussy, and he gets to listen to me whimper and moan for more, special attention. Oh, I could see it all now in my head. Oh. Screw it, I think I'm gonna need some relief after picturing that. He doesn't have time for me these days. I know he works really hard, but I just want to have days together where I can be his pup and he can be my master. The thought of him parading me around with just a collar on and I have my tail in so I can sway my hips side to side as I crawl back and forth and get further into the headspace. The idea of you going feral on me, baby. That's when I can hardly control myself. Oh, I've been bad or misbehaving, and the first thing that happens is I get bent over your knee and receiving lots of spanks. I'm being told I'm a bad girl. You'd make sure it stings, so I whimper. And I learned my lesson. Then having me squirm on your lap is too much for you to not get turned on. I'd feel your hand going further back until you're rubbing over my pussy from behind. The wine's escaping. You'd tell me gently to be quiet. Can't have a loud pup now. The neighbors might hear. Sticking your fingers in my mouth and ordering me to suck them as you explore my body. That's when you'd forcefully stick two fingers in me to prepare me for the pounding that follows when I'm bad. I'd bite down on your fingers without meaning to, and receive a swift slap to the face. That's when you'd plunge your fingers deeper into me, stirring me up and making all of my pussy juice leak out everywhere. I'd be desperate to come, but I'm not allowed to speak. I'd just have to use me and play with me how you like. Seeing how loud you can make me squeal. And you'd know how close you were bringing me to an orgasm and edge me You take your fingers out just as I'm about to come and make me suck on them. Make me taste how pathetic and horny I am just from getting attention from my master. Edging me over and over until I can hardly hold myself up anymore. Just being used for your entertainment. Just as I'm about to give up, you'd know to plunge your fingers deep into me this time, knowing full well you'd let me come. Going as fast as you possibly can, spreading my pussy with your fingers, using me as your plaything. But it doesn't just stop me there. Oh my god. You'd pull me up and make me sit on your lap facing you, then take your cock out and slip it right in. Feeling the tightness of my pussy still squeezing down on you from my orgasm. It feels so limp still. Enjoying as you squeeze, spank, and spread my ass. You get to hear me panting and my pathetic whimpers in your ear, praising me, telling me I'm such a good girl. So well behaved. Telling me I'm taking it so well. How much you love me. You'd grab onto my hips and start lifting me up and down on your throbbing cock. Playing with me makes you so horny. I'm able to get you so turned on just from being with you. Being your adorable little pup. He'd always threaten to breed me, filling me up and marking me as yours. And it drives me fucking crazy. Knowing that I'll never be slutty for anyone else but for you. My master. Own me, baby. Possess me. Be jealous. Oh my god. Force me into submission. Force me. Maybe I'll get the courage to tell you at some point.